In this bulletin, Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews eases some restrictions, mixed messages about the Trans-Tasman travel bubble, and Richmond will face Geelong in the AFL Grand Final. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Victorian Premier has announced significant changes to the coronavirus restrictions in the state after recording two new cases of COVID-19 and no deaths. It brings Melbourne's 14-day average down to 7.5 and 0.5 in regional Victoria. Daniel Andrews says the state is well placed to have what he calls a COVID-safe summer.
From 11:59pm tonight, the following changes to restrictions will be made. There will be no time limit on leaving your home for exercise or for socialising. The travel distance from your home will move from 5 kilometres to 25 kilometres. Outdoor gatherings will increase to 10 people from 2 households. The following settings will be open, subject to, of course, COVID-safe conditions. Tennis, skate parks, golf. Hairdressers will be back open.
Outdoor pools can also host 30 swimmers. Non-essential home maintenance and house painting can occur with a maximum of 5 workers. Commercial real estate inspections can occur, and outdoor photography will also be allowed. The Victorian Chamber of Commerce and Industry says the hospitality and retail sector in metropolitan Melbourne should not be made to wait another fortnight to reopen. Daniel Andrews says if case numbers stay low this week, he might be able to announce a further easing of restrictions next Sunday. Chamber Chief Executive Paul Guerra says he hopes that happens.
It's another 2 weeks before any substantial change for either hospitality or retail operators, and we think that's going to be too long. You know, we think they've been forgotten through this process, and we're calling on every Victorian now. The Premier gave us a glimmer of hope that he wants to stand up next Sunday if the numbers stay low and announce that we can get going earlier. So every Victorian, do the right thing this week so that the Premier does stand up next Sunday and we can get this state going.
A lobby group for the Victorian tourism industry says it's disappointing no timelines have been set for the industry to reopen. The Victoria Tourism Industry Council says the sector is on track to lose $23 billion in visitor spending and predicts 165,000 jobs could also be lost. Chief Executive Felicia Mariani says more than 50% of events scheduled for Victoria from now until the middle of next year have either been postponed or relocated.
So this is incredibly devastating for the sector, because when you lose those events, particularly for our regional areas, and I know Bendigo, Great Ocean Road in particular, are two I've been talking to, where they have, they've lost a number of events to Queensland and New South Wales. It's difficult to measure whether you're going to be able to get those events back again.
An epidemiologist says the 15 mystery COVID-19 cases in Melbourne are a major concern. These are the cases where authorities are unable to determine how people got infected. Professor Tony Blakely from the University of Melbourne says the mystery case figure is an important statistic to monitor.
There's at least 10 of them out there. They are mostly a bit more than a week ago now. But that means that there is still virus out there. So if we just open up quickly now, which is not what we're doing, there is a chance it'll blow back at us, which we don't want to have that.
New South Wales has recorded one locally transmitted coronavirus case, with 4 in return travellers in hotel quarantine. New checks have been introduced on passengers arriving in Sydney as part of the Trans-Tasman travel bubble, which allows people from New Zealand to travel to New South Wales, the ACT and the Northern Territory without having to quarantine. Premier Daniel Andrews says 55 people caught a connecting flight to Melbourne on day one of the bubble, even though the state made it clear it wasn't part of it. Immigration Minister Alan Tudge says a representative of the Victorian government was aware the New Zealand arrivals were coming.
They were made aware that this was going to occur. They raised no objections in the meetings and furthermore expressly authorised individuals who were arriving into Sydney from New Zealand to be able to on travel into Victoria. Now, I would ask the Premier today to reveal those emails and any other correspondence which shows clearly and demonstrably that they authorised the people to come into Victoria.
Meantime, Western Australia's Premier Mark McGowan says 25 people, including a child from New Zealand, have arrived in Perth on connecting flights from Sydney. The 24 adults are all now in hotel quarantine. Premier McGowan says WA was not expecting arrivals from New Zealand.
So obviously this has emerged and was not something we expected. Managing people from overseas coming into the state is difficult. We would like further assistance from the Commonwealth, in particular about making sure that those people who come on aircraft into WA, that we get proper manifests and proper advice as to those people that are coming so we can deal with these situations.
In the AFL, Richmond will face Geelong for the first All-Victorian Premiership decider in 9 years. The night grand final will be played at the Gabba in Brisbane next Saturday. Well, now the weather across Australia for Monday. Perth, sunny and 28. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 21. Melbourne, a possible light shower, 16. Hobart, cloudy and 16 degrees. Canberra, a possible shower and 19. Wollongong, possible morning shower, 19 degrees. Sydney, similar conditions, 21. Newcastle, a shower or two, 21 degrees. Brisbane, similar, 28. Cairns, mostly sunny, 32. And Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.